Now, you say this is completely different for USAID. How so?
Well, we wanted to take a very new approach to the way that we were talking about the work that we were doing and the way that we were engaging the public around this very severe famine happening in the Horn of Africa. And you'll find a couple new things that we're doing differently around this campaign. I mean, at the core of what we're trying to accomplish here is to really inform, connect, and engage the American people in ways that we haven't done in the past. If you go to usaid.gov/FWD, which is the website where we have this campaign, the campaign is centered around using new forms of online technology to really increase the way that citizens are able to share information with others. We've called this campaign the Forward Campaign, FWD, which stands for Famine, War, and Drought, which are the three major crises right now that are coming together to create this horrible situation in the Horn of Africa that has put 13.3 million people in risk. And if you go online, you'll be able to find a series of new ways that we're trying to use our data and share our information differently. You'll see a suite of interactive maps, which is our attempt to visualize a very complex situation and to visualize these three different factors that are creating a very, this perfect storm, if you will, of devastation in the Horn. You also find a series of infographics that also are very, easy to share, which was our main goal here, was to make citizens enablers, or to enable citizens, to share our message as well and to share, raise awareness around this crisis.
So it sounds like you're using social media and data that the agency has to create a whole new channel that the agency didn't have before for whatever you want to apply it to.
Exactly. We wanted to change the way that we fundamentally shared our information. And that comes through a couple ways. One is visualizing it differently, which is where we've been using these maps and using these infographics to start telling our story differently with data. The second part is actually enabling other citizens to use this data in new ways as well. USAID has a ton of information on some data on the ground of what's actually happening in the Horn, and we wanted to enable not only other individuals but other NGOs and other people working around the Horn to be able to use this data as well. So you'll find us right next to all those maps. You also find links to download the data sources. We built all of these maps in open source technology and are trying to change the way that we're releasing this information to further enable other people to use it as well.
Haley Van Dyke is the Director of Digital Strategy and Development at USAID. Okay, so how did you do it? I mean, it seems like it would be hard. It would be expensive. It's a bit of a culture shock. Step by step, without getting too terribly granular, how were you able to pull this off?
Well, we did it quickly was the main way. But we were very fortunate to work in partnership with the Ad Council to help get this to get this website and the rest of the campaign out the door. It was a very quick group effort by lots of different players at USAID and State Department. And we were very fortunate in this process as well to be able to leverage a lot of really fantastic partnerships with companies like Google and Facebook and General Mills. And through the Ad Council. So we were able to kind of pull a lot of different forces together to pull off this campaign. We'll also be actually launching a series of PSA campaigns as well around the Horn, which you can look forward to coming in the coming weeks.
So what has the agency and the outreach staff learned through this effort?
We're very excited to continue to learn from this as this campaign continues to mature. This will continue on for the next several months. But this is the first time we've also had a strong call to action for citizens to be able to become part of this awareness raising process. And we're excited to see how that actually takes hold. We will be launching actually the next couple of days here a series of surveys to start gauging a baseline of public awareness around the famine now, and we will be launching that same survey again in a couple of weeks to try and give us some better insight into how effective this campaign was in raising public awareness and public engagement. But we're hoping that this can serve as a model for the way that we can communicate all of our development work down the line, which is really breaking down the complexity of our work so people can understand what's happening and also have easy ways to get involved and become part of the process.
So your agency can use it interoffice-wise, and it looks like you'd be able to use it throughout the agency. But what about other agencies? Is it something that could have a template, one size fits all, and you can make it modular and have it fit your needs as an agency?
That's one of the things that we're looking to as we continue to expand out some of the underlying tools behind this engagement platform. And absolutely the model of breaking down a clear understanding of your agency work, whether that's around famine or not, through opening data and visualizing data through interactive maps, and laying that out with clear information on the role that your agency is playing, followed by ways for citizens to get involved. That triplet, if you will, is something that I hope other agencies are able to replicate, is absolutely something we will look to replicate down the line.
And in the meantime, it sounds like you're developing metrics so that you can measure the effects of these campaigns and then justify the cost of launching them.
Absolutely. I do. To your cost point, I also want to mention that this is incredibly, incredibly cost, low cost for the agency. And we spent under $150,000 on this. So this was not a big spend. And we're hoping that we'll have a huge reach, in being able to reach millions of Americans to really bring understanding to the severity of the famine in the Horn of Africa right now.